פרגרף יוד, וזה בחינס קורבן פסח שעל יודו יחויו איקרא מקס בחוירס. This is the concept of קורבן פסח through which we וזרח את המקס בחוירס, כמו שכוסוב, as the פוסק says, ורואיסיס הדם ופוסחתי עליכם. Hashem said, I'll see the blood of the Pesach that you'll put on your mashkoif, and then I'll skip over the Jewish homes, and I'll only kill the Egyptian Bechorim. Ve'over Hashem lengoif es Mitzrayim, Hashem will pass through to plague Egypt. Ki ikra korbon hu levarir ruach ha'odom mi ruach ha'behema. Dahainu levarir b'chinas ruach ha'im digdusha, mi'b'chinas ruach sora, ruach ha'tuma. Because Rabbein Ezal explains in other places in Likutei Moran that the main concept of bringing a korban is to separate the Ruach Odom from the Ruach Behema, to separate the Ruach Chaim Nikdusha from the Ruach Sora, the Ruach Tuma. Ki Yisroel va'akum heim bechinas Odom u'behema, ki yodua. The Jews versus the non-Jews are a concept of Odom and Behema, as is known. Ki atem kruyim odom, veinu akem kruyim odom. The Gemara learns out in Yevamos from a certain pasuk, you, Bnei Yisrael, are called odom. The goyim are not called odom. When Avraham Avinu spoke to Yishmael, he said, shvu lochem poi im hachamor, stay here with the donkey. The Gemara says, am hadoim el hachamor, a nation that's compared to donkeys. Umoysar ha'odom en abeim oyin ki akol hovel. And as the pasuk says in Koheles, that the difference between man and animal is in oyin. Ki kulam yesh lem b'chinas hevel. Because both humans and animals both have breath. Shu b'chinas hevel peh shalam shochas ruachayim ha'idei anochel ha'shmachzoran. That's the concept of this breath that a person breathes in to be mashlem chesroinois. Ki gam umin da'alma shem b'chinas behemo yesh lem gam kein b'chinas arichas ha'ruach shu hevel peh anal. The other nations who are b'chinas behemo, they also have hevel peh, they also breathe. Aval mi yoidei ruach b'nei hodom ho'oile hi lemalo, v'ruach ha'behemo ha'yuredes hi lemato. However, the Pasuk in Koheles says, who understands the ruach of humans, which goes up, and the ruach ha'behemo, which goes down? Ki ruach ho'odom b'chinas arichas ha'ruach shel Yisrael, shu ruach ha'im d'kdusha, oile lemalo. The ruach of human beings, which is the arichas ruach of Klal Yisrael, which is the ruach haim of Kedusha, that goes up, and it draws ruach haim from the Kedusha, from Hashem, who is called Chayachayim. The ruach ha-behemo ha-yiredes lamato, and the ruach of the behemois, which goes down, ki arichas ha-ruach shel ha-behemo, b'chinas umoy su'akum, hi-yiredes lamato lo-oretz. Because the Ruach Chaim of Behema, which is the Bechina of the other nations, goes down to the earth. Ki ein lohem shum chiyas. They don't have chiyas of Kedusha. Ki heim b'chayim kruyim esim. Because while they're alive, they're called corpses. The Gemara says in Brachas. Ki ruchom hi ruach se'ora shu godol b'shaita lefi shokala. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says about their ruach, about the ruach behema, the ruach of the other nations, that it's godel b'shaita. At times it seems very powerful for a short, limited time, but in the end, it blows him away. He gets blown away by his ruach. As we've seen nations rise to the top, great, great, powerful nations, the Romans, the Greeks, the Babylonians, the Germans, Yamach Shema, all of these Yamach Shemams, they rose to very great heights, a powerful storm, and then zap, destroyed. The Ikra Korban hi b'shvil zeh. And the main purpose of bringing a Korban is for this purpose. Levare Ruach HaOdom me Ruach HaBehema. To sort out the Ruach HaOdom from the Ruach Behema. Bebechinas mi yoidei aruach b'nei odom hoi lehi lemala v'ruach ha-behema yoredes lemato. This das digdusha to separate ruach odom from ruach behema. Ki al yedei ha-cheit nimsha chas v'sholom achar ruach ha-tuma bechinas ruach sora. Because when a person does a sin, he's drawn to the ruach tuma, ruach sora. Dehainu shenis arev ruach chaim dilei shu bechinas ruach odom. Beruach Behema. His Ruach Chaim, which is supposed to be a Ruach Adam, got mixed up with Ruach HaBehema. V'alkein ha-Rishoim b'chayim kruyim esim. And this is why the Gemara says, Rishoim during their lifetime are called dead corpses, because the Ruach Chaim leaves them. The more a person does Averos, the more that Ruach Chaim of Kedusha leaves him, Chas V'Shalom. V'alkein tikun achoyte aradei korban. And this is why the tikun for a sinner is bringing a korban. In bringing a korban, you're separating the Ruach Adam from Ruach Behema. And then once you bring this korban, then the person bringing the korban, if he does a sincere tshuva, part of which is making a very deep krechts, oh, I feel so bad about what I did, that anocha and charoto over the sin at the time that he brings the korban. And this is why the Jews had to bring a korban when they wanted to leave Mitzrayim, in order to leave that tumah. And that's why the korban Pesach had to be from the sheep and goats. Ki seir izim ze bechinas esav ish seir, because goats are called seirim, like esav ish seir. And a sheep, one of the main highlights of the sheep is its hairs, the sairos, the wool. The special tzitzis that we make from the hair of the sheep, which is the hairs. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this at the end of this Torah and Likutei Moran, Torah Ches and Chelek Aleph that we're dealing with. And it's from these goats and sheep, that's where you get your Korban Pesach, kedei lahachnia esav ish soir, in order to subdue, to weaken, to destroy the esav ish soir. Bechinas ruach se'ora, again, that storm wind. Bechinas horav de klipa, shubechinas b'chor de sitra achra kanal, as we learned before. Ulevarer misham ruach haim digdusha, to be able to extract, to sort out and remove, extract the Ruach Chaim of Kedusha that got mixed up in the Ruach Sa'ora, Bechinas Rav Dikdusha, which is the Rav Dikdusha, Bechinas Bechoyre Yisrael. That was the whole Makas Bechoyres, where we sorted out, we separated, Hashem differentiated between the Bechoyre Mitzrayim and the Bechoyre Yisrael. V'alkein, al yedei ha-korban Pesach, al yedei ze, posach Hashem ala Pesach, Ubirer vehitzel b'chayr Yisrael mibein b'chayr Mitzrayim. And that's why it's bedafka through the blood, through the bringing of the Korban Pesach and putting that blood on your doorway. That's how Hashem separated and segregated the b'chayr Yisrael from the b'chayr Mitzrayim. Shehu b'china sana, which is what we just spoke about. B'chinas biror haruach chaim digdusha, shem b'chinas b'chayr Yisrael, mitoy haruach sora, shem b'chinas b'chayr Mitzrayim, asher bohem Sholat HaMashchis. In the Bechor Mitzrayim, the Malach HaMovis was able to get at them. Shehu Ruach Sora Ba'atzmo Yishorak Bo'oysam. The Malach HaMovis, the Eitzora, he is also called Ruach Sora. And he's what killed those Bechor Mitzrayim. Ki Ruach Sora Bi'atzmo Yinoikim Bohem Labasoif. Because it's this Ruach Sora that turns around and bites them and destroys them and takes revenge on them. Kilesoif Masar Gufei Venishmosek, as the Zohar Kodesh says, because this Rasha, who's full of wind, in Arabic they have an expression, Shibi Hawi, which means bag of wind. These Rashuim, who are very bloated, they feel very big shot, stands up real tall and puts out his stuff, real fat, tall, big shot. This guy, Hashem, puts the needle in, and all the air goes out, that Ruach goes out. Kilesoif Masar Gufei Venishmosek, in the end, his body and soul get blown away. Kanal, as we said earlier. V'zeh b'chinas v'ro'isi es hadom u'posachti aleihem. That's why Hashem said clearly, I'll see the blood and I'll skip over the Jewish b'chores and I'll get those Egyptian b'chores. V'zeh b'chinas v'evor alayich v'erech mizboiseses b'domayich v'oimer loch b'domayich chayi v'oimer loch b'domayich chayi. Look at that word, chayi, chayi. The Torah, Hashem says, I saw you, I passed over you, and I saw you bubbling in your blood. And I said, in your blood, with your blood you will live, with your blood you will live. Ki ruach se'oro hu b'chinas Esav, shehu admoini, b'chinas domim. The ruach se'oro, we said, is Esav ish seir, se'oro, and he's red, he's bloody red. And we have to be able to sort out the Ruach Chaim from the Ruach Sora, lekalkel hatzinor shel harosha, to destroy the pipeline of the Rosha where he's drawing his energy from, ulevare mitoicha Ruach Chaim, and to extract, to remove from him the Ruach Chaim that he connected to. This is a concept where we sprinkle the blood of the korban on the mizbeach, levarer ulahalois hadomim sheyu nistaknin v'nizbarim mehem b'chinas ruach haim digdusha, in order to sort out and elevate these bloods, that they should get their tikkun and be able to sort out the ruach haim of kedusha. V'ze b'chinas bedomayich chayi. Ki daiko al yedei adomim yenimshach chayim b'chinas ruach chayim yedusha, because it's through this blood of the korban that's how we're zoicha to release the ruach chayim of kedusha, to plug into that. Ki mitoykev hadamim shem b'chinas ruach sora misho mevarim b'chinas ruach chayim kanal, because it's from the thick of the ruach sora, from blood which is super sitra achra. From there, we sort out the Ruach Chaim. And we know blood is Chaim. Ki Adam hu ha-nefesh, it says. The blood is the life of the person. Person bleeds to death, chas v'shon. It means the life bled, you know, went out of him. Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'zeh b'china sfira soimer shesoifrim sheva shabosois tmimois tiena. Shem arbon v'tishayoyim mimochras ha-shabas ad mochras ha-shabas ha-shviyas tesbruch mishmiyoyim. This is the concept of the mitzvah sfira, where we count 7 whole weeks, 49 days, from after Shabbos. The first day of Pesach is called Shabbos. From after the first day of Pesach till after Shabbos, till after we finished 7 whole weeks. We count 50 days. Vaydeze nitorin mitumas mitzrayim. And that's how we become completely purified from the tomb of Mitzrayim. Ki sheishes yimei ha-maisa heim chaserim ve'ein lohem shleimus. Because the 6 days of the week, they represent deficiency, lacking. They do not have shleimus. They're not perfect. They're not whole. Ki al yidei Shabbos shehu tachlis ma'isei shemayorotz. The only thing that makes them shleimus is the Shabbos, which is the purpose, the ultimate purpose of creation of heaven and earth. Shehu mechaye kol sheishes yimei ha-maisa kanoida. Shabbos gives life to the 6 days of the week, as is known. Ukamoy shomer azal, as the Medrash says, vayechal elekim bayoyim hashvi. Hashem completed the world. He completed creation on the 7th day. Ma hoyo ha-oilam choser. The Medrash says, what was the world lacking? Vayechal means completed. That implies that after the 6 days of creation, the world was lacking. It was incomplete. What was it lacking? Menucha. It was lacking rest. Bo Shabbos, bo menucha. The Medrash says, when Shabbos came, Shabbos brought with it menucha. Kolsa v'nishlamo hamalacha. That's when the malacha was completed. Shleimus. Nimtza sheshes yimei ha-maisa ein lohem shum chiyas kimayde Shabbos kemuva. So therefore we see that the 6 days of the week have no spiritual life, no chiyas, other than through Shabbos. Shabbos is called chayim. Toyameho chayim zochu, it says. Those who taste the Shabbos are zochu to real life. Sheshleish yomim she'achar Shabbos mekabim chiyas mishabbos shovar ushleish yomim mekamei Shabbos mekabim chiyas mishabbos haboah. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, draw their chias from the Shabbos, the previous Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, today's Wednesday, we're drawing already chias from the coming Shabbos. That's why this morning in the Shir Shel Yoyim, the last 3 lines we say, L'chu naranen ol Hashem, norilat. We're starting the Friday night tefillah to show that these 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, are drawing from the upcoming Shabbos. Nimtza Shemei Atzmam, Hashesh Siyamim, Heim Chaserim Aruach Chaim. So therefore we conclude that the 6 days of the week by themselves are lacking in Ruach Chaim. V'alkein Heim Bebechinas Anocho Al Hachisorim. That's why during the 6 days of the week represent the concept of a Jew krechtzing over what he's lacking. Again, krechtzing means taking that deep, deep breath, a deep sigh. Oy. Ki ikar achizas v'anocho hu b'sheishes semeachoyel, shem chaserim in uruachayim. The main achiza of anocho is during the 6 days of the week, which are lacking in ruachayim. She'oz tzrichen lehesaneach lahamshich ruachayim, lashlamach yisron sheshesh meisem meisem yishabes. That's when a Jew has to be involved in anocha, in tefillah. Part of his tefillah is making that deep, deep krechts in order to draw the ruachayim that's needed to fill the what's missing, what's lacking in the sheshes meisem, to draw it from Shabbos. Sheshom Ikra Chaim. Shabbos is the Ikra Chaim. Kemo Shomrim, as we say in Musaf, Toyameho Chaim Zochu. Those who taste Shabbos are zecha to real life. Ki Shabbos hu b'china Shlemus. Because we know that Shabbos is the concept of completion. Shabbos is whole. Kemo Shekoso b'Zohar HaKodesh, as the Zohar HaKodesh says, Shmo de'ihu Shlim mikol Sitroi. That Shabbos is called Shmo Dekidshei Baruch Hu. Shabbos is the name of Hashem, which is complete from all sides. Ki Shabbos hu Shmo Dekidshei Baruch Hu. Shabbos is the name of Hashem. That's why it says in Halacha, you don't say good Shabbos in a bathroom or in a merchatz where people are undressed. Shabbos is the name of Hashem. Sheshom Eitz Lashem Yisborach Iker HaShleimus. Because by Hashem, that's where you have completion, shleimus, perfection. Ki kol hadvorim sheboilam kulam chaserim, because everything in the physical world is all imperfect, incomplete. Ve'ein lohem shleimus kiim al yidei haruach chayim shemekablam Hashem Yisborach Baruch Hu. And the only way they get shleimus is by drawing ruach chayim from Hashem. Shehu Yisborach kavyochol sholem b'chol minei shleimus. Hashem is perfect with all facets of perfection. Hashem is complete in all aspects of completion. V'zeh b'chinas sheishesim e'amaisa, shem b'chinas vov, shehu b'chinas hamshochas haruach. And that's why there are 6 days of the week. Six is the letter vov, which is like a pipe. It's shaped like a pipe. Because during those 6 days, we're drawing that ruach chaim. Ki oz tzrichin lahamshich ulaharich ruche. During the 6 days of the week, a person has to draw that long breath, that vav. Oh, you know, that long, to draw that anocha lachasorim, kedei lahamshich ruach chaim mi Shabbos. To draw that ruach chaim dikdusha from Shabbos. Shehu bris oilam. Shabbos is the covenant of the world. Bechinas yud kamuva. It's brought that Shabbos represents the letter yud. V'nase melupum. And when you have the 6 days of the week and Shabbos, the 6 days of the week are the vav. Shabbos is the yud, which is complete. It's all full, the yud. Shehu, that's the letter, that's the vowel melupum. A vav with a dot in it, which we learned earlier, is mole pum. A full mouth. Harchev picha. Shehu yud vav. Shehu bechinas ruach chaim dikdusha. That letter, that nekuda melupum, represents the ruach chaim of kedusha. We have the vav and the dot. You have the hamshocha, the pipe, drawing from the source. It's drawing ruach chaim from the source, which is that letter yud, which is the Shabbos. Just a side note, Rav Nosson Zal quoted the Zohar Kodesh, which says Shabbos is shleimus, and Shabbos represents the name of Hashem, which is complete, which is whole on all sides. There's a famous sefer, B'nai Yisochar, one of the outstanding Hasidish Sforim, which expounds on all the different holidays, especially, and all the different special times of the year. And in the B'nai Yisochar, his opening chapter is Shabbos, which is one of the largest chapters in the B'nai Yisochar. And one of the first issues that he tackles there is this statement of the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh says that Shabbos is the name of Hashem, which is complete from all sides. And I remember my father-in-law, my Rebbe Zichron Avraham Rosenfeld, once told us one of the Pirushim on this is, we know that Hashem's name, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, is called the Shem Ho-Etzem. That's the main name of Hashem, the essence of Hashem. We know that there are the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, 22 regular letters of the Aleph Beis, Aleph through Tav. And then there's the five of those 22 letters have another form. When they come at the end of the word, they're written differently, which are Menatzbach, Mem Nun Tzadik Pei Chof. We know that five is the letter He, which is always referred to as Nekeva, Nukva. The Nekeva is always represented by the letter He, five. So that when we talk about the Hebrew alphabet, the Aleph Beis, the 22 letters are referred to represent Zohar, male, spiritually. The five letters, those five end letters, those double letters, represent Nekeva. The Bnei Zohar quotes one of the Sforim, I believe the Sifrei Kabbalah, that say that the word Shabbos is Begematria 27 times Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is the main name of Hashem. Why 27? Because 27 is everything. 27 is Zohar and Nekeva. The 22 letters of Zohar plus the 5 letters of Nekeva, 27 represents a certain Shlemus. 27 times Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is Begematria 702, which is Shabbos. That's one of the reasons, that's one of the pshatim in why the Zohar Kodesh says Shabbos is the name of Hashem that's complete. It's got everything, male and female. We know that in order to generate, in order to create, you need male and female. In order to give birth, in order to produce Shefa, you need male and female. Shabbos is male and female, you know. The Bnei Zohar there gives maybe another 50 pirushim on this statement in the Zohar Kodesh. Paragraph Yud Beis, Veze Bechinas Sheva Shabosois Tmimois Tehiena. Note, Rabbeinu Zal brings in a chapter in Likut Imran, a different chapter. He speaks about this Ruach Se'ora in a few chapters in Likut Imran. In one of the chapters, he says that Se'ora, the word Se'ora, he breaks it in half. It's Samach Hei. Samach Hei is the gematria of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Hashem's name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. It's Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Ra, Reishayin. This is the Ra Kaviyochel, you know, that comes from Hashem. And I remember also he brings that the word Ra is 27 times 10. I don't remember exactly why, again, this 27, which represents this Zohar Nekeva. But in Se'ora, it's the Ra version, Kaviyochel, of all of this. Look what the Torah tells us about the Yemei HaSfira. You know what the Yemei HaSfira is all about? Tmimois, Shlemus. Veloi Chaseroi. Tmimois means complete, which is the opposite of incomplete, the opposite of Choser, Chisorim. Kaidei Sfira Soimer Memtes Yoim Sheva Shabosois. Because by counting these 49 days, these 7 Shabboses, this brings to Shleimus HaChisorin, Vezehu Tmimois Tiyena. It should be complete. The main emphasis is complete because our mission here is Shleimus HaChisorinus. The Sitra Achra is Choser. Mitzrayim was Choser. And we come out of Mitzrayim. We're coming to Matan Torah, which is the Ruach Chaim. We're coming to Tmimois. We're coming to Shleimus HaChisorinus. Why 7 Shabboses? Because again, to show that we're taking Shabbos and we're stretching it across the whole week. Shabbos, we said, is Shlemus. The 6 days of the week are Chisorin. We're taking Shabbos and we're pulling it across the full spectrum. 7 Shabboses. We're plugging Shabbos into all 7 days of the week. But you know, by doing these 7 Shabboses, we're making a tikkun for all 7 days. Now you can understand again, why does the Torah use this funny language in saying, start counting from after Shabbos till after Shabbos. Kikol haminyonim hein b'chinas chisoroin. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain an incredible thing. The whole concept of counting, he explains on a beautiful, deep level here. Rav Nosson Zal says, counting, every time that counting is done, it implies incompleteness. It implies a chisorn, a lacking, a deficiency. Ki b'chol mokim shiesh minyan yesh chisorin. Because wherever you're able to count, there's deficiency, there's something lacking. Ki ein shleimus kim lemala min haminyan. You know where there's completion? You know where there's perfection? When you go above counting, above the numbering system, which is Shehu Eitzel Hashem Yisborach Kavyochel, which is Hashem. Shehu Yisborach Kavyochel Lemala Me'aminyan. We know that Hashem is referred to as above the numbering system. Kama Shekosuv, as it says in the Sefer Yetzira, Lifnei Echod Mo'ato Sefer. Before one, what do you count? You know, what number do you have there? That's referring to Hashem, who's Bechinas Ayin. Nothingness. Vishom Iker Hashlemus. And by Hashem is where you have perfection and completion. Aval Achar Habriya. But once Hashem created, after creation, Sheshom Maschil Haminyan, which is where the numbering system begins, right? It was only after Hashem created that they started Yom Echad, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. The whole numbering system started after creation. Shom yesh chisorin. That's where there's incompleteness, imperfection. Ki ikra habriya hoyo al yidei chisorin. Because how did Hashem create? Hashem created by removing, by absenting himself. Hashem had to make room for creation. He had to remove himself. Kavyoch Hashem became chaser from that place. He had to absent himself from a certain place to a degree. The light became constricted and diminished. Without that, there wouldn't have been any place to create the world in, as is known. And one immediately after creation, that's when the numbers began, that's when the incompleteness began, that's when the imperfection began. And the more we move away, the more the creation moves away from before creation, and the number grows, again, day one, day two, day five, day 10,000, day 10 million, the more the number grows, the deficiency grows, the lacking grows. Because wherever there are numbers, there's an incompleteness, there's a lack of shleimus. L'moshel, Rav Nosson Zal gives an example. When you want to count to the number 100, nimtza shehu moyne v'hoylech me'echod ad me'ya lahashlem chesroina shnechzol ad me'ya. A person needs 100 screws to screw together this refrigerator. So he starts counting out of the bag. One screw, two screws, till 100. Ki hu roitze v'toyev shiloi me'a b'shleimus, because he wants to have 100. He knows he needs 100. U'kishemoyne v'hoylech u'mashlem ad me'a, and as he keeps counting to 100, v'nidmeloi shemashlem chesroinoi, and it looks to him like he's completing what he needs, ach tekev shemagia l'me'a, choser lo yoyser v'yoyser ad mosayim. But as soon as he gets to 100, he's missing more and more. He got to a certain shleimus, but now he's got to start again from scratch to get to 200. Rav Nosson Zal is showing us how the numbering system works. When you complete a cycle, when you get to 10, what happens? You get to 10, you completed a set. What happens then? You're back to zero. 10 is zero. 10 is the completion of a unit, but it's zero of the next unit. You're starting again, you're going back to one to get to 20, and you're going back to one to get to 30, and you're going back to one to get to 40, and when you get to 100, you're going back to zero again. You're at zero, and in order to get to the next level, you're starting from 101.